This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Corteva and their Enlist One and Liberty herbicides. That powerful combination takes your weed control for Enlist E3 soybeans to a first-class level. Learn more at enlist.com/powerful-tank-mix. I'm Dustin Huffman. Taking a look at the markets right now this morning, seeing a little bit of a mixture of red and green as corn is unchanged, soybeans about 3 cents lower. We'll look at what's going on here in just a few moments. World equity markets are mostly higher this morning, rebounding from a rough week that was driven by the escalating tensions between Iran and Israel and interest rates that have moved above 4.6% for the 10-year note and 5% for a 2-year note. This morning's rebound is tied to the perception that further escalation between Iran and Israel is unlikely, at least at this time. Meanwhile, the Fed seems poised to hold interest rates higher for longer, which was implicit in statements by Fed Chairman Powell last week. This week's data includes home sales tomorrow, durable goods on Wednesday, and first quarter GDP on Thursday, and a very important PCE inflation measure on Friday. The Dow right now is trading 120 points higher. Well, on the livestock side of things, cattle was double digits mixed, lives higher, feeders lower, and we saw triple digit gains in hogs, yes, on Friday as well, to end the week. Cattle calls today are mixed to lower. Hogs look mixed to higher here, as boxed beef prices have been mixed and managed money is starting to sell their long cattle positions. We'll take a look at the numbers next. April is full of monthly observances that center around food. So whether it's National Brunch Month, National Grilled Cheese Month, or my personal favorite, National Bacon, Lettuce, and Tomato Sandwich Month, farmers can be proud of the work they do to produce the foods that people eat all over the world. So if you take part in observing any of these food-related celebrations, make sure you thank the American farmers who produce the food of all kinds to meet every dietary preference and make these celebrations of and around food so much more memorable. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. As we look at the Board of Trade, May corn is unchanged right now at 433 and a half. December new crop is down a half at 465 and three quarters. November beans down 3 cents at 1147 and a half. November new crop down 2 cents at 1159 even. Soy meal is down $3.50 at 340.20. Soy oil 35 cents higher at 44.73. Chicago wheat up 6 1/4 at 556 and a half. Kansas wheat up 5 1/4 at 586 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat down 1 1/2 at 640. 5 and a half. That's Market Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman.